Taking a look first at your news for the hour. Sanilac County is now ready to commemorate Memorial Day. The county commissioners approved the Veteran Affairs Office to purchase American flags and flag holders to be placed on all of the grave sites of any veterans in the cemeteries throughout the county. The Veteran Affairs Office was authorized to purchase 40 gross of flags from National Flag and Display at a cost of $5,760. Authorization was also given to purchase 36 special flag holders from the New England Flag Manufacturing Company for $2,115. The money for that $7,875 purchase will come from the Veteran Affairs Millage. Michigan Public Act 63 of 1915 provides for the furnishing of suitable flag holders and United States flags for the graves of veterans for memorial purposes, and to provide a penalty for the removal or destruction of the flag holders and the United States flags once they're placed on a veteran's grave. The health department for the county was also given approval to replacing the flooring with some new carpet from Flooring Edge Incorporated for $16,250. And another news for today. A former Michigan lawmaker will spend the next 2 years on probation after bringing firearms into a Saginaw hospital last summer. 30-year-old Jewel Jones of Inkster was sentenced Monday in Saginaw County Court, and along with probation, the former state representative must wear an electronic monitoring device for the next 6 months. Jones pled guilty to carrying a concealed weapon and possessing a firearm in a restricted location. The plea also means he permanently gives up the right to own guns. The charges stem from an August incident at Covenant Healthcare in Saginaw. Police say Jones was visiting a patient when staff alerted authorities that he might be armed. Officers searched his belongings and discovered two unloaded firearms within. Jones previously served 6 years in the Michigan House of Representatives before leaving office in 2023. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Who says vaping is safer than cigarettes? Science does not support that belief. Vapes can contain a variety of chemicals, flavoring agents, cancer-causing elements, and other harmful substances. High levels of nicotine in some vapes can be more likely to lead to addiction, and chemical ingredients are not always listed accurately on vaping packages. Vaping can also damage your DNA, your heart, your lungs, and even your smile. Enough with the puff. Learn more at ul.org/vaping.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. Because Tuscola County is again looking to hire another controller administrator, plans have been approved on how to do the transition. Erica Dibble, who was hired 6 months ago as the county's new controller administrator, is now resigning. She plans to be part-time starting this month and then be complete by June. During the last county meeting, she informed commissioners she plans to focus on finances and work with the auditors going forward until her last day of employment, and said she will also be making notes to help the next person who has to fill the position. To be able to do that, Dibble will transition from a full-time controller administrator to just doing the controller half of the duties. Going part-time will reduce her pay from $110,000 annually to $3,173 per pay period through April the 3rd. On April the 4th, she will transition to working 2 days a week until about May 31st, or until a full-time controller administrator is hired. Dibble, who had been working with Mike Miller to take over some of her duties as she prepares to leave, Miller, who is the county's building and grounds director, as well as the recycling director, will be the county's interim administrator. And for those extra duties, Miller will be paid an additional $1,058 per pay period until someone new is hired. Approval was also given for the county's Register of Deeds, Marianne Brandt, to promote Vicki Crumley to the vacant full-time position of the office. And they will now be paid $18.21 per hour. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Wednesday, March the 4th of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.